It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Wala bang barista to prepare our coffee for us.
Oh, good morning,
good
guys.
Good morning.
What a segue. Kind of, you know, pumped up my blood for the morning. Carly Rae Jepsen, who was just performed. And, of course, I kind of pop for you back to back.
And, you know, the week is whizzing by really fast.
Is
because,
it?
You know, because of all the, like, so many new things. We've had two firsts in 3 days.
Doing the show out on the road on Starbucks.
In Starbucks.
In Starbucks.
And also having like a performance, a live performance.
Oh,
last
yeah,
Monday.
On Monday. I
so,
mean,
you know, it was
what
a
week.
Pretty eventful week for us. So, like,
yes.
It's like, wow, it's a Thursday.
What's going
right?
on?
It sort of like leapt from Monday to Thursday. Somehow.
But it was the same thing last, the week before.
I mean,
we had Ann Curtis and then Ding Dong Dantes and then, you know, just a lot of things happening. And it makes the, yeah, you're right.
It makes
the time, you know, just whiz by.
It makes the week strong. Diba?
It's too early for puns, please.
Too early. Is there such a thing as too early?
I don't know.
For puns. Oh, and can we say happy birthday to Elmitanyo off the bat?
Happy
it's his birthday!
Elmitanyo. Hey, I think this is a very lucky day to be born in.
Really?
Isn't August like,
it's ghost month.
Oh, sige, hindi. Kawawa ka naman.
Sorry.
I bet you didn't know that. I bet you were happy living your life.
It's
but
ghost
now,
month.
Well.
And Nemboy, we've met them, one of the Bangkok rushers.
Yeah.
Nemboy would like to greet his wife, Camilla. Happy first wedding anniversary.
Hey.
And he said to his wife, thank you for the perfect gift. She's 2.5 months pregnant with their first baby.
That's nice.
Oh,
congratulations, guys.
In advance. Hello there. Okay, we've got a top 10 for you. Thank you to OMGN for suggesting this. We are looking for the top 10 perks of dating me.
Oh, well.
Diba?
It's true.
It's almost like an ad for you.
And every person you date, there's always a perk. Yeah. They're very good at something. They
But different for each person.
But very different.
Very different.
Like, for example, for DJs. If you were to date a DJ, I mean, you can get airtime.
That is true.
They will greet you. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Get going to parties.
Yeah.
That's a perk of
That's
dating.
That's one perk.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you were married to a lawyer, I mean dating a lawyer, the perk would be, should someone do something to you, they would be there to defend you.
That is true.
Doctors the same.
That is true.
But
you don't have to be worried about anything.
Right.
If something happens, like an accident or something.
They know what to do.
You start choking on your
food in a restaurant, you know.
Diba? They know what to do.
That's kung
ano ka naman. Like, if you're dating a policeman.
Wala ka ng ticket.
Wala ka ng ticket.
Okay, kina sa coding.
Go ka lang ng go. I mean, there are a lot of
perks
of dating you. So what is the perk of dating you?
All right.
So the top 10 perks of dating me. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag perks of dating me.
Okay, with
in
an
all
S.
your tweets.
Uh-huh.
Perks of dating me.
All right, go ahead and tweet us. Also, for the request, don't forget to include hashtag RX request. If you care to tag me, that would be much easier. So go ahead and do it. And hopefully I get to play your songs immediately.
Okay.
All right, it's the break we're going to do now. But when we come back, hopefully a request goes on the air.
Manila's hottest FM radio. RX 93.1.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Good morning. I just said that.
Yes.
And it's too early to make mistakes. You're supposed to be fresh and ready to face the day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good morning, guys. Welcome to August 8, 2013. My name is Del. Let's start you guys off with some good news. Things are getting ugly. understand.
So I was wondering why she's saying it's good news. It's a very bad news.
This is not going well. Maybe I should quit my day job.
What is wrong with you?
I know. Things are getting ugly between Usher and his ex-wife, Tamika Foster. Foster, mother to Usher's only two children, filed a motion on Tuesday for an emergency hearing to gain custody of their sons. According to papers filed in the Superior Court in Georgia, the hearing will take place on Thursday, August 9th. Thursday is August 8th. This is weird. This is a...
Yeah.
Anyway, Thursday at 2 p.m., Tamika is asking for temporary custody while she waits for a final hearing on being awarded permanent physical custody. Usher was awarded primary physical custody of their sons, Usher Raymond 5, who's 5 years old, and Navid Eli Raymond 4 on August 24, 2012. Now, Tamika claims that Usher Raymond the 5th suffered a near-death accident while left unsupervised in a swimming pool at the singer's home on Tuesday. She adds that Usher, 34, left the boys with a relative, a move that is, quote-unquote, typical of him. She also claims that Usher has told her that he would rather the nanny raise the children and that he doesn't allow her additional parenting time when she asks.
And you know what's, it's not the, it's weird because, you know, the family is, well, quote-unquote family, is accident prone. Remember,
yeah. Tamika's son by another relationship.
And got into a really bad jet ski accident.
Mm-hmm.
And now their son. You know what happened? He was swimming and he was retrieving something. This is a parang drain at the bottom of the pool. Then his arm got stuck.
Oh, so he could hardly breathe.
He couldn't surface. You know, so he was in the ICU. It's a little bit, yeah.
Well, you know, one of our regular rushers, a regular listeners, baby, Butter Baby, showed me a video called, you guys may want to check it out, Infant Swim.
Yeah.
Infant Swim on YouTube. And it's apparently a lot of children in the United States really get, they die because of swimming pool accidents.
Yeah.
Left unattended, you leave the door open, the kid goes around,
falls
into the pool and nobody is there to see that he's drowning.
Yeah.
Anyway, the video tells you of how infants can, there's this infant, he falls down into the pool, so his head was face down,
mm-hmm.
So you're scared for the kid.
Yeah.
But he does this thing with his leg. It's like he makes a round motion.
Yeah.
Which flips him over. So he's basically on his backside on the water.
Okay.
Lifting his face, his nostril and mouth up the water.
Mm-hmm.
So he could cry.
Oh.
And for 5-10 minutes, he's crying.
Floating,
calling his parents.
Oh, wow.
So this is a video that the parents did. And then, you know, they showed that after 10 minutes, a grown-up comes out. But they know that he can do it.
He can do it.
But it would be horrifying to find a child lifeless in a pool. Mm-hmm. I mean, something that you created for the fun for the children causes their death.
And actually, it's they're so lucky that he's okay.
Yeah, they're very lucky. Yeah. There's a fine line between, you know, having your son lose his life and then your son be okay.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a world of a difference. I don't know, I don't know if I can trust Tamika.
I know.
There's something about whenever we do anything, any news item on Usher, feels like Tamika's like...
There's something...
Something. Yeah, something like, maybe she's not a good mother. And it's hard for me to say that.
Yeah.
Because I'm a mother and I always assume that mothers are the best at handling kids more than the fathers. Not for anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, just because of the roles, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So not good news.
What was I thinking?
Killer kasi. Wow, good news.
I don't know what I'm going through.
Any first line?
Things are getting ugly.
Things are getting ugly between
That's good news.
Okay, I think Del needs some coffee.
No, I just feel bad because you do not, if anything, kids do not need parents who are fighting.
Bickering, yeah.
Bickering in front of them. This is not good for the kids.
It is anyway. True.
Aw, man. That's the news. Not so good. Very ugly, in fact.
Yes.
We got more for you. Hopefully better news in the coming hours. For now, you got C, D, and G right here on RXTMR. We are Manila's hottest, RX93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and it is time for the top 10 for today.
So weird to be back.
I know. Yeah. Feels different. But in a way,
it's comfortable.
Yeah, it's comfy, but it's different when you see people.
That's true.
There's really an energy.
When there's,
well,
and they were saying
when you
parang
see things moving.
Yeah. Parang like David Letterman or ganyan. There's a live audience.
Yeah.
You can actually hear them.
You
react.
Can hear them, yeah.
You never know. We might take the show on the road again.
Can we take the show to a beach?
Wow. That would be fun.
Well, that's been done before for the summer fling parties. It's by the beach.
Well, that's true. No, but I want like a morning show by
a
the
morning?
Beach.
What would that sound like? The sound of the waves.
But feeling ko I'd be so distracted.
Actually, that's true.
Ako, I wouldn't be.
Hindi, ano lang.
Because I'd be so like...
Let's take the show to the beach, pero ano, more of the music.
To the beach? Each? No, I mean, what
parang
if...
Magtataka, parang bakit walang top 10 yata? Para puro narinig ko lang.
Isipin nyo, like we're in a resort.
Yeah.
And in beachfront. And we're not really by the water. There's
like a cabana.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And then there we are, watching the sunrise.
Nakatopless.
Oh my gosh, and then we have coffee.
The sunrise.
And then we're like saying good morning.
I've never seen a sunrise from the beach.
Because you're always... Ako, that's one of my favorites.
Because I'm always...
Sleeping in.
Oh my gosh.
I remember one of the most beautiful sunrises that I've seen. And there's so many beautiful ones,
yeah.
Especially if you live here in, you know, near the equator. In Malapascua.
Oh wait, I have seen the sunrise, but not because I just woke up.
Because you were still up.
Yeah. It was in
the iba ang sunrise sa beach ha.
La Luz.
Actually what makes city sunrises and sunsets
beautiful is the pollution.
It's the pollution, but in the beach it's a certain kind of beautiful and in the city it's a certain kind of beautiful.
Yeah. So pollution actually makes things look good.
Yeah.
As in brilliant.
Fantastic.
Especially sunsets. Mm. Brilliant. And sunrises are never as spectacular as a sunset.
Mm. Well, I think things ending need to be spectacular so you don't mind it too much.
That's true. Wow, napaka deep naman nun.
Hindi, para it, you know, actually, you know what? It isn't. For example, I'll tell you this. You know, pregnancy gets more difficult at the end, right?
Yeah.
Because when you think about it, why would you want to feel all that pain?
For nothing.
Yeah. So what?
Parang certain acts, when they end, mas sarap.
May mga tao na sa sad right after.
Really?
Well, that's if it's empty.
No. I read that somewhere. Parang merong condition na parang...
Makes you feel empty?
Uh-oh.
3 minutes later. 3 minutes
so
later.
So brave.
I feel so empty.
I'm so brave to admit it.
No, it's just, you know, it's something that makes endings...
Parang worth
more,
it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
parang you don't...
To make you face it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's why you put the climax at the end.
Maybe.
Diba? Of a story.
Or like some diseases. I mean, all of us will... Ayoko na nito conversation.
Oh, hi.
Can we
at
not?
At 6:36.
I don't need a conversation like this at 6:36. Stop.
You were the one who started it.
Oh, did I? But we started by the beach. Wouldn't that be nice?
See, I was the one who brought positivity into it. And then you just...
I don't know about
that. For a turn to the... I was the one who said, let's take it to the beach.
I know, but
the
you're...
The beach.
Let's take it to the beach.
Okay, so today we are doing the top 10 perks of dating me.
Okay, I like this topic.
Diba? Para at least, you know, it's like you honk your own horn. Toot your own horn.
Not that... Well, you got a lot of people saying that already, but...
Diba? Parang, I mean, tell us why.
Why it's great to date you.
It would be great to date you. So here we go. Let's read some of the entries so far.
Hey, sorry. Can I just do this real quick?
Okay, go.
I haven't seen him in like a really long time. So just a quick hello. No, he's a guy.
Your ex.
That's what I said.
Quick hello to Chico Garcia. quick hello to Herwin Jordan. He's tuned in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
He's just saying hello to the rest of the guys over at Ayala Land Premier. What's up, man? How you been?
Hello, good morning.
All right,
here we go. Let's
you really should see Chico when he's doing the top 10.
Why?
So he's browsing through his computer for the top 10 entries, and on his left hand he has his iPad with this whole Dragon Veil or whatever dragon story.
No matter how busy he is,
Fairy City or
he gets, but
Fairylandia or Fairy Kitty Dragon.
He wants to do like, you know, a full batch.
No. I'm good.
Can we do it?
Yes.
What's up with your face?
I'll tell you later.
Let's do it.
Okay.
We
here
don't
we
have
go.
Time.
What did you see? Interesting.
No. It's okay. Let's just do this. Let's start off with. Okay. Let's start off with. Wait longer.
What happened? What is up with his
face? I can take the weekend.
No. Sorry. We're good. Let's do the top 10 perks of dating me from Madmat Mark. No need to call a plumber. I will be your personal tubero.
That is one of the perks, yeah.
Yes, it is. And Camilo says, you'll have someone who will really listen to you, minus the judgment. Sometimes that's what we want, eh. Actually, sometimes, pag ano ka nang hihinga ka nang sama ng loob, let's say about your girlfriend, your boyfriend, pero ayaw mo silang siraan. And you don't want people to hate them. You say to somebody who's not going to judge
your
girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife. Di ba? Yung parang,
know that you're just having problems.
And you just wanna vent.
Yeah.
But ayaw mong bumaba yung tingin nila. I say this because in my husband's lover, parang see the character of Carla Abellana wants to say like, I'm having such a horrible time because I just found out my husband's gay.
Yeah.
But she can't tell her family. She can't tell
her friends.
Because they're going to hate him.
Actually, that's true.
And so it's like, she ended up saying it to a complete stranger.
Yeah. That's also one of the reasons why you talk to a shrink.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mostly because you need somebody to talk to without
judgment.
That person, or at least without him caring enough to judge you.
And also, Butter Baby says, perks of dating me. May girlfriend ka na, may nanay ka pa.
Hey, but some guys, you look for that. Meron yung parang inaalagaan.
Really?
Merong guy some na ayaw yun.
May guys na ayaw, merong may guys na yun ang gusto.
Ako depende sa alaga. Because I think you do take care of your boyfriend.
Of course.
Wag naman yung lalagyan ka ng bimpo sa likod ng shirt pag naglalaro ka.
Magbabasketball ka? Oh, ito.
Itong bimpo. Wag naman ganun. Tsaka dapat hindi nanay yung dating. Oh. Yung alagang nanay lang. But hindi naman yung...
Mga tipong, hey babe, take care.
Oh, yung ganun. That sort of alaga.
Here, I got you water. Mga ganyan.
And also...
Such a sweet girlfriend.
You're such a sweet girlfriend?
I would be a sweet girlfriend, I think.
The fact that you're even thinking about it makes us all doubt.
No, you know why? I kind of figured na parang... Because obviously, I've always been the boyfriend.
We don't know about that.
No, I have the hope.
I know.
I've always been the boyfriend. So doesn't it kind of make you curious to like see what it's like on the other side? Don't you have those thoughts? No?
This falls under the category of you wanting to know how women's clothes feel?
No, no, man.
Makeup?
No, I just really want to see like what it's like on the
wedding
other side.
Wedding gown, remember?
Actually, more than anything, it's just being curious.
Yes, bye.
No. And then, di ba parang...
About how it feels to make out?
No, not the making out part. Like, just being on the other end. Kasi, like, obviously, like, usually in a relationship, there are certain roles that you fill out. And I just want to find out what it's like also on the other side.
But sinasabi mo pa sa
not
show.
On the other side of...
Huh? Ba't tinadaan mo sa mga ad-lib? Hindi mo nalang sabihin yung...
Oh, fine. Ito kasi Chico.
As si Kuya Maui was saying, perks of dating me, wala kang terror na biyanan.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That only means one thing.
What?
Well, either he's an orphan.
Or mabait yung nanay
niya. Or mabait.
Or mabait.
That means two things, not one.
Parang kanina sabi ni Del. start of the news. Did you hear it?
No,
you're probably buying coffee. She was like, okay, so.
No,
good
I was
morning.
Like so super happy. Like,
yeah, I know. I heard the start.
That's been sabi niya. Okay, so let's start off with.
I said, good morning, guys. Welcome to La 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 La. Let's start you guys off
with some
good news.
Things are getting ugly between Usher and his ex-wife, Tamika Foster.
Good news pala.
Injury to their kids and them filing.
Tsaka the start pa talaga, things are getting ugly.
Exactly. Katawak pa. As ano pa isa yung sabi natin, parang, what's wrong, Del? Ano yung is unang, the very first. But we were laughing.
I have no idea. I try to forget my mistakes.
Diba?
Don't want to live with it. So I just try to forget it. Look to a future that's more promising.
Wala, if I did that, kasi dami ko makakalimutan sa buhay. Check what? What happened?
What?
80% of my life?
All right, in the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 perks of dating me comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
size 12 ang sapatos ko.
Oh. Oh, eh, madaling maghanap ng pangregalo na sapatos.
Mahirap, di ba?
Mas madaling makakuha ng... And usually,
it's always available.
Nagsisale, yeah. And it's always available. Especially here. Cause like,
yung really big and really small.
Mahirap hanapin dito mga 9, 8.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Tell me about it.
Eh, ang 10.
Ay, okay lang.
Ay.
I guess.
Okay.
Ask yun ba?
Mag-10. Tinasanong ko lang. Kasi bakit 9? Huh?
Size 10 ba?
No, kasi that's the average here. Like in the same way that with girls, it's 7 and 6.
Ako,
9.
Yeah. I'm size 9.
What?
Hindi, wala lang.
What?
Why?
Why the am I supposed to answer also?
No. Okay. Si Del kasi has this weird...
What? No, I'm size 6. I used to be 5.5.
Why are you size 6 now?
When you get pregnant, you get big. I mean, like, irretrievably. I mean...
You never... Really?
Yeah, I used to be, that to 5'5".
Like it never goes back to 5'5"?
Because your bones need to expand.
Your bones expand?
Yeah, yeah, they do. I mean, the spaces between. Oh, how do you think you pop out a kid? Low.
Or siguro like it's nature's way of making sure you don't topple over.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Because like you're carrying the extra weight.
Yeah.
Eh, di kung ganun lang dapat, ang laki na ng paho.
Kasi top heavy. Hindi, bottom heavy ka rin eh.
That's not natural.
Actually,
I mean, not like childbirth. No, childbirth is like hot wired into our
system.
Yeah, I
guess that's true.
Ano?
I mean, it's parang it's
hardwired.
Part, it's
yeah.
really part of your system as a woman to give birth. Not like gaining weight. That's option. I mean, it's not doesn't happen to everyone.
Yeah. Mm.
So biologically, we're not predisposed to deal with it.
It's funny because 9 months, your body is suffused. Is that the word? Suffused with hormones.
Yeah.
That
with what?
Make with hormones.
Okay.
And it's those hormones that do all the work. And one of those things is to make sure that you can pass the baby through that little hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you need to, your pelvic area needs to also, the to bones
expand.
Need to.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
Right?
I mean, even babies have that fontanelle.
Yeah.
Bunbunan. Because they need to overlap.
Oh,
as
what?
It gets squeezed, you know the baby has a soft spot in their their skull.
Yeah,
it will overlap a little bit as it's squeezed through the birth canal.
Because
if it's too big, then
it won't be able to come out.
Yeah.
It's like nature's way.
Because the skull is the biggest part.
Yeah, and the hardest.
Not even the shoulders.
Yeah.
It's really the.
No, because the shoulders can parang tuck in. Parang.
Right? Can you believe that?
Why are we talking about this?
Sorry.
Just
keep talking about things we shouldn't talk about.
No, right? Parang ano tayo, mayroong like...
Oh, Chico, do you want to talk about anything?
Do you want to... What do you want to say today?
Nothing.
Is there anything that you want to share?
I said too much yesterday. All right, so the top 10 perks of dating me. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #... Perks of dating me.
All right, I was asking for requests earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I have one song requested by two people.
Okay.
It's all coming up, but first.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino. The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2. TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The top 10 perks of dating me. Thank you to OMGN for suggesting this. So let's start off with Astroboy69. Perks of dating me? Makaka-experience ka ng love na very max.
Diba? I wonder what that is. Very max.
Then, baka he's very energetic.
Malay mo.
Or he's very touchy.
Oh. Nick Kell says,
Do you guys like significant others who are touchy?
Depends. Yeah. They're really hot. Yeah, why not?
Yes, ikaw, yes.
Yeah.
Well, how touchy? Wag naman yung tipong nag-PlayStation ka nakakapit sa braso mo.
Hindi naman. That's more clingy than touchy, diba?
Ano namang masama?
Kasi ganun.
Ano namang sama?
At touchy. Touchy, yeah.
Yeah, parang it doesn't take too long for them to find a reason to touch you.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like that. I kind of like that.
I knew it.
Nick Kell says, I can unhinge my jaw. And I have soft lips.
Well, but does...
Good for kissing.
Kissable. Does she have kissing. Teeth?
He.
Does he have teeth?
Oh, ano naman ang sa kissing nun?
Hindi, kasi kakain kayo pagkatapos eh. May hirap kung wala kang ipin, di ba?
Ang hirap ng tawid na yun, ha?
Alam mo yung tinamaan ng side view mirror?
Medyo.
Grabe, unhinge the jaw.
Mm, like a snake. Like
is
a
there
ball
anyone
constrictor?
Who can actually do that?
No.
No.
Ano lang, snakes.
Snakes. Pythons.
Ugh.
Well, one, because they need to do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would never be able to eat.
Because they can't chew it. They need to swallow whole talaga.
Python, you know what I was wondering about? Like pelicans.
Mm.
They have these huge beak, diba? Yung the lower beak.
That's parang where double chin.
Oh, tapos that's where they get the fish.
Yeah, it's like a net. And it's ano, ah?
It's like a tabo.
It's butas, ah. I mean, it's may parang net.
Net, diba?
Parang really? So,
so that the water drains.
Drained out.
Drains out.
My question is, they swallow the fish whole?
Yeah. Most, all fish.
But their necks are so small.
Yeah, like in herons. Yeah. You see sometimes the bulge. Parang sa snake.
Oh, you see yung bulge the going shape down. Of
like
the...
Like a lizard. Like I've seen this before. Like a lizard ate a cockroach that was the size of, the lizard.
Yeah.
So you would really see the shape of the cockroach in the lizard's belly. Kind of crazy.
Because I would understand like predators that have teeth.
Yeah, because they
but
can
lizard,
break it down. Yeah.
And so they can't even... Okay, like for instance... dogs. Dogs bolt their food. I mean, they swallow it whole. But they can tear it apart first.
Yeah. Yes.
With their teeth.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Pero like yun, like snakes, they don't. The teeth are just for gripping and also for
poisoning.
So wait a minute. So my question is like a pelican or a snake. So they swallow the prey.
Mm.
And then what happens? It gets squeezed?
No. It gets digested now.
So the animal secretes something that breaks it down, much like a fly, diba?
And and that's why if you stress out a snake,
they'll regurgitate. Yeah,
they'll regurgitate it.
They'll
because they can't flee with that thing
inside. They'll suka it.
And it's beautiful, like for constrictors, their teeth are huge, but they're inwards. So that if they catch a prey and it tries to escape,
it
lalong
won't be able
babaon.
To babaon lalo.
But since it's pointing inwards. Pag palulun na, it'll just slide in.
Mm.
Galing, no? How it's,
galing.
Ano?
Super. And also,
evolution.
Let's see here. Coming from Kuya Maui, for our president, Pinoy.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
He would say, perks of dating me, the first lady ka.
Oh, wow.
Like instant. But same thing with sila, no? Sila Kuya Charles.
That's a Kuya Charles.
Kuya Charles.
Prince Charles.
Si Kuya Charles.
Oh my gosh. Kuya Charles.
Parang all of a sudden, medyo naging judge yung royal family.
Talk about familiar.
Or Prince William, ganyan. Diba? Pag nakasal ka sa kanya, instantly you're
those are really big shoes to fill in, no? Like, I mean, imagine like if you were a girl dating the president.
Yeah.
That would be like... That would be a ton of pressure on your shoulders.
That's why Diana, they say she broke under the pressure.
Mm.
And that was their fear for Kate Middleton.
Yeah. And also from Chenong, since PT ako, you'll have your own personal trainer. And we will be fit together.
Oh, wow.
That's nice.
I'd really love
it. Pero feeling ko medyo hassle din yun. Like, what if like you're one of those people na parang you want to binge?
Tapos pipigilan ka.
Tapos hindi naman. Nanag ka
or you'll like have a run after or something.
Well, depends.
I think it'll be fun.
I think it depends.
No, I think it's only fun because we want to get fit.
Ah, well, yeah.
But if you're one of those people who are like, I'm actually okay with how I am.
Kapag, eh, kasi you know what's nice? Some okay, fine. This was told to me. It's not so much na, you know, they want you to be thin, but more of to be healthy.
Healthy, yeah.
And it's not because they, you know, they don't like how you look like or they
it's
want
more of
but
just
more
so
of like
because
you really need it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody needs exercise, whether or not you want to be fit, you want to be like slim, or you're happy with how you look like. You still need exercise.
To move. You need to move.
So at least you're with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yan.
And at the point next nga eh, maganda to.
Oh nga, sino ba kasama natin?
This is really so nice. From Kay the Samurai. You will be awesome, because I am.
Yeah, po.
So by ano yun? Osmosis.
Yeah, man. Osmosis.
Matthew you know, Marks.
Parang, you remember, there was this movie, She's All That. Oh wait, was it She's All That?
Rachel Lee Cook?
Yung, no. 10 Things I Hate About You.
Ah,
na
okay.
Parang, what do you Heath get Ledger. Out of all of this? No, there was a douchey guy there. The one who was a model. Tapos he was like, what do you get out of all of this? Oh, right. Cool by association. Like, I walk into the hall, you walk into the hall, I wave at you, and you're cool.
Grabe.
Wow. Ganun, no? Pero kasi totoo eh.
It's true eh.
Especially in high school.
And like the kids, ganun talaga eh.
That's how they do it.
Yeah.
And
I wonder if it's still like that. Cause
it's still like that.
You remember how 21 Jump Street was? Like na everything was weird na. Na how... Did you watch the new 21 Jump Street?
No. Really? I watched the one with Johnny Depp.
Did you?
No, not the new one.
What? It's one of like the funniest... I missed a lot
Which
of
one?
Movies.
Which one? Is there a series?
No, the Channing
movie.
Tatum.
Ah, the movie. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Of course
you remember how like Channing Tatum used
to
be cool?
Yeah, used to be cool.
And then when he went back to school, it was Jonah Hill that was cool. Na kasi
Actually, it's weird. We're barraged with that. Without that theme. Because even like when I was just watching the new Ice Age, yung 4, yung, it was like icebergs. Parang, di ba, like the yung anak ng elephant. Parang, she was trying to be with a cool crowd. Pero she was really buddies with this hedgehog na parang nerd. Tas it turns out siya yung nag-save sa kanila later. And yung ganun, yung parang, they're barraged with that sort of thing na parang, you know, just be yourself. And, you know, the cool kids parang, pero it's really how it is eh.
Tsaka hindi elephant yun. Mammoth.
Mammoth.
Yeah, man. I know. I play Jurassic Park Builder.
No.
Wow. And I have a
how
awesome
legitimate.
Glacier Park. Oh my gosh. Can I just say, sorry, just indulge me. Kasi I'm super addicted to Jurassic Park. So my childhood for dinosaurs, sobrang nabuhay talaga. And then I find out, tuloy pala yung Jurassic Park 4.
The movie?
Yeah, 2015.
Wait, is it a new one?
It's a new one.
Not a remake of any...
No.
But who's...
Jurassic Park 4.
Who's directing? Is it still Steven?
No, it's this new director. And they got like a hot new director. Na parang two movies pa lang siya. Pero alam mo yung very, very high sa
Up
cool
coming,
points.
Uh-huh.
So, it's... I'm just so excited.
Jurassic Park 4. Directed by Colin...
Trevorrow.
Supposedly, it's written really by Michael cool. Crichton.
No, it's based on the book. Pero
characters are Michael Crichton.
The characters na lang.
Yeah, screenplay Rick Jaffa or something.
So, the top. Perks of Dating Me comes from Mad Matmark.
He says,
Perks of Dating Me? Edi, pasado ka by the end of the semester.
Sir.
Si Sir talaga.
Sir.
Yung mga cuatro o cuarto. So if you want to join us, just key in RX space your entries and you send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Perks of Dating Me.
Manila's Highest FM Radio. RX 93.1.
Good news, bad good news.
I love this news.
I know.
It's crazy how... Anyway, let's
Pero
give
for
you the
a
news
change,
first.
It's really good news. Well, kinda. May good news, may bad news.
All right, good morning, guys. It's time again for the news on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. Let's do it. Harrison Ford is joining the third installment of The Expendables. Woo-hoo!
Harrison Ford?
Harrison yes. Ford. Believe
Holy
it or not.
Crap. Han
yes.
Solo.
But the sad part is Bruce Willis is walking away from
Aww.
The franchise. Too bad.
Yeah.
But man, Harrison Ford, right?
Bruce Willis kasi has red already.
Red.
Diba?
Right.
So.
And here's the thing. Sylvester Stallone leaked the news on Twitter posting, all caps, Willis out. Harrison Ford in. Great news. Been waiting years for this.
Even the Will. Even the Bruce Willis is out.
No, but I think they're friends enough to actually be able to say that to each other.
That's what I was wanting to say. Kasi natatawa talaga ako. When the stars, you know.
When they start bashing each other.
At saka, it's so funny.
And you know it's in good spirit.
Usually, ang mga hinihintay mong casting news, yung like the big books, like Twilight, Hunger Games, who's going to be cast?
Shades, 50 Shades.
Pero I swear, ito, yung parang, who are like the biggest action stars who will join them in the next installation.
But I was really thinking
it's
about
always
it.
Like that.
Na, parang after Expendables, I was like thinking, who sino else? Pang pwede mong ilagay?
Oh my gosh, Eddie Garcia.
Ay.
Di ba?
Eh, Lito Lapid mo na.
Lito Lapid.
Julio Valiente. Dapat, alam mo, dapat merong Filipino version ng The Expendables.
Oh my gosh.
It so, pag samasamahin mo
yun. Ang mga patapon. Di ba? Hindi kasi
or
The
ano,
Expendables eh.
Pinupulot sa kangkungan.
Oh, oh. Di ba?
But I don't know because Filipino men's egos are very fragile.
Sige, sige. Honestly. What's the best parang translation for the Expendables?
Pwedeng palitan.
Pwedeng, palitanable.
Palitanable.
The palitanables.
Diba?
No, but what if you have Lito Lapid?
Lito Lapid.
Eddie Garcia.
Robin Padilla.
Robin Padilla, right. Who else?
Ronnie Ricketts.
Ronnie Ricketts. Wait, John Regala was for a while, diba?
Yeah, Cesar Montano.
Cesar Montano. Wow.
Sino pa ba? When you think action movie.
I don't know.
Somebody should do that movie.
Diba?
Parang the, ano. Of course, some people are gonna say, why do we have to copy? Pero just to see them all.
Oh my gosh, nasang ano cameo? Erap.
Oh.
Era,
right.
Kasi it was Era and FPJ, the ultimate like action stars. They were like the action stars.
At saka yun
stars.
Sila yung Nora Vilma ng action.
Kasi alam mo yung parang si
sino bang bagong action star? Come to think of it.
Kasi di ba wala masyado?
Wala na nga eh. Parang actually action movies in general don't really have like those prominent action stars anymore.
Ano?
That's why they came up with the Expendables.
Bong Revilla.
Bong Revilla.
Bong Revilla, how can we forget?
Diba Panday?
Joanne Charms was just saying Roy Vincent.
No, but he's more of like usually siya kontrabida.
Oh, well, diba, there's always the kontrabida side din naman.
Well, yeah, pero diba.
Si Chenong was like, Rustom Padilla. I wait.
Well.
Uy, pwede rin na, gawin mo siyang kontrabida. Diba? What
si
if,
Rustom?
Like, As bibigan ng hari.
No.
Yeah, pwede. Parang ano.
It's a different camp eh.
At saka, trust me, an action movie, I don't know if Filipino men would see that.
Dapat ang, kung ano, ang villains mo rin, all-star. Like, all-star. Max Alvarado.
Yung mga ganong genre.
Yung mga that genre. Bomber Moran.
Oh, wait. Mr. Vader was just saying the Pinoy Expendables happened a while back, actually. It's called Eagle Squad.
Ah, talaga? Hmm. So there was something pala, ano, something that-ish.
No, I don't know. Never mind.
What?
Wala lang, Eagle Squad. Parang ano, Old Birds.
You know. But wow, Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
Hey, Ken Carozzo is just saying after that statement from Sylvester Stallone.
Well, I have another one.
He said though that Bruce Willis is greedy and lazy.
Yeah, okay. So Stallone then attacked his former co-star, suggesting that he and Willis had butted heads over salary demands, writing, quote, greedy and lazy, a sure formula for career failure, all caps again. A spokesman confirmed that Stallone was referring to Willis in his follow-up tweet, but not elaborate on the issue. Now, the third installment of The Expendables will also star Jackie Chan.
Oh, yay!
Wait, I'm not done.
Okay.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh!
Wait, I'm not done.
Oh my God.
Wesley Snipes.
Whoa!
Mila Jovovich.
Oh my God.
And the coup de grace.
RuPaul. No.
Alabo.
No, Jason Statham.
No, he's already
been there.
Ay, nga pala.
Since the first one, Del.
Oh, nga pala.
Since the first one.
No.
And the coup de grace. Jason Statham. He's been there since the first one.
Alam mo kung anong scene yung lumabas sa akin. When they were in the plane, tapos Sylvester was talking to Jason Statham. Wala lang, sabi ko, oo nga, nandun siya.
Ang ganda na eh. Ang ganda na ng build-up eh. Parang Nicolas Cage. Oh, Jackie Chan. Oh.
Ang feel.
Pangilan na yung feel. Pareho kanina talaga.
Eh. Parang ano yun eh.
Alam mo yung great news. Things have gotten ugly. First sentence pa lang. Patay na eh.
Or parang yung ano, parang yung, you remember that iPad mini moment that I had?
Ay,
that you guys announced it already.
I can't talaga. Okay, just for the people who don't know, we were hosting something. Tapos si Gina had to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Pero we were all on stage. So kami ni Del, we were like, and when we've been giving a string of prizes.
And we were already hyping the next prize.
So we were like, guys, you will be so excited. Who wants to win an iPad mini?
And the whole
thing. Sigawa, no? Bilang, after that, talikod na si Gina. Okay, guys. You know what's up next? An iPad mini!
Cricket.
And we had to like tap him like, Gina, we just announced
it. And then posting. I don't know. It was Ultra.
Yeah.
People were like stunned.
Yeah,
and then
like,
kaming dalawa ni Chico.
Hindi kasi ang ganda ng bato niya eh. No?
Oh, and then Chico and I looked to the side of Gio like, oh, we just said announced it.
Ay, Ayan, mga ganong level.
Oh, actually, yeah. Jason Statham.
And the coup de grace.
Jason Statham.
Alam mo, I'm gonna go on leave na. Alam mo, yesterday, you made me laugh so hard. I had pains. Going home.
No.
Yeah. Really, the laughing is hazardous to my health.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway, that's the news.
Well, at least when you talk to yourself, you won't.
Pagkalat nyo na, ha? Nasa Expendables 3 si Jason Statham.
Oh, baka hindi nyo alam.
Oh, stop.
Well, at least, you know, the good thing about it is when you're alone and you're talking to yourself, you won't have that problem.
What? What problem?
The whole pains.
Okay. I'm not funny, so I'm not gonna laugh at myself. Har, what a witty comeback. That's the news. Ow!
Ayan, karma. Ang bilis ng karma, no? Ano?
Stop. Tingnan mo something awful.
Baby falling backwards really into a pool.
Ano ba?
Ano naman? Sabi mo kasi something awful eh. Did you know, hubad?
Hey. Teka, ba't kayo natawa? Teka.
Oh, stop it.
That's not cool.
That's the news. We'll be right back. That's the news. You're on the Morning Rush. More news next hour. You got us all the way until 10 on Manila's hottest, RX 93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1.
Oh, ano, I just realized I'm good with remembering lyrics. But
yes.
I'm not good with remembering that I'm good with remembering lyrics.
Ako, I'm good with memorizing like melody.
Wow.
Kasi isang melody lang lahat eh. La na 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 na.
Kaya madali niya na-memorize.
Madaling nandaan eh. Hey, also, can I just say hello to Rina Sedano and Giovanni Lubrica, also from Ayala Land Premier. So the guys over at Ayala are tuned in. Hi, good
hello,
morning.
Good morning. All right.
Hello to Chi and to Ducky.
Hi, Chi and Ducky.
You're tuned in. Hello. Hi, guys. Nice to know you guys are tuned in.
And here we go.
Can we also just say happy 5th anniversary to Leslie and Xiao Joey. It's their 5th anniversary today.
Nice. Again to El Mitanyo, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, and King's FOI is just saying happy birthday, Singapore. It's what? National Day for Singapore.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, so to all of our friends over at Singapore.
Friends.
I'm guessing it's a holiday.
All the SG Rushers.
Yeah, all the SG Rushers. Maybe it's a holiday there. And where was that? There was another happy birthday. Oh, D plus Wayne. Happy birthday.
Oh, D plus Wayne.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And can we just thank everybody who went to Starbucks 6750 yesterday?
And everyone who went to the lodge.
Thank you. I mean, it was really nice.
It was such a fun day yesterday.
It was such a fun day.
From the minute we started the show to until we finished the Starbucks card launch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
And it made the broadcasting live from
so much more fun.
Extra special.
Yeah,
the Makati people were like, thank goodness you finally found your show here, you know, to do your show here in Makati. And then most everybody on Twitter was asking us to go at the Starbucks near their place.
I know. They're saying, sana sa, dito kayo sa Eastwood, dito kayo sa...
Meron daw,
ano? Paseo Magallanes.
Sa California, daw.
Why not?
Why not? No, okay, kami dyan. All right,
been so much fun.
The top 10 perks of dating me. Chenong says, wala naman masyado. Ano lang? Limpak-limpak na salapi. Game na ako dyan.
And for some girls, that's enough.
Game na ako dyan.
You know, I was having a conversation about it yesterday with a friend. You know how some people are attracted to power?
Yeah.
Some people are attracted to good looks. Some people are attracted to
brains.
To brains or to, like, you know, charm or wit or, you know, something like that. I guess it's only normal din to be attracted to money.
To money.
No, it's, ako, I really don't. Sa akin, parang it's all
a
lakyan,
matter
parang
of
parang quote-unquote traits.
Tsaka, money brings in not just money, but power, influence. Mm. Diba? So, why not? The problem is if that's the only thing you
yun,
like about the person.
Diba? It can be like a parang icing on the cake.
Parang what turns you on is up to you.
Yeah.
But if that's the only thing you like about someone, that's the hard part.
Pero diba kasi, like, let's just say you like, and I'm just doing this for the sake of an argument, but like, let's just say somebody's really funny and that's the thing that you love about them is because they make you laugh, which makes you feel good about yourself or it makes you feel comfortable. But what if in the same way money does that for you?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So, diba, parang...
And the thing is, man, not everyone who has money will appeal to you.
At saka, alam mo, sometimes...
Hindi lahat ng mayaman gusto mo. Pero ang nagugustuhan mo talaga, puro mayayaman.
Hindi, saka minsan it's the wording eh. Remember, during the time of like post-war, post-World War II, it was very common for people to say, how did they put it? Hindi naman may pera, pero yung may
kaya.
May kaya sa buhay. Mm. Kaya kang buhay.
Kaya kang buhay.
They don't talk about romance. They don't talk about if he's handsome.
Yeah.
Ang ano nila is that, kaya ka ba niyang buhayin?
Mm-hmm.
That's the main, pa, diba? Parang yung, it was one of the most important things you could ask because at the time, like, the country was really rebuilding
was
pa lang.
Yeah.
People did not have, like, huge businesses or huge amounts of money. So, you know, it, and we didn't look down on it. We didn't call them gold diggers.
Gold diggers.
But, you know, that's what one of the things that women really look for. Somebody who had a stable
But I guess gold diggers kasi pertain to women or men who just go for someone because of the money.
And just
once,
that.
Yeah, just that. And then when the money runs out, so are, I mean,
wala
they
na.
Also
wala
find themselves, you know, out of that person's life.
And from For Renny Boy, perks of dating me. Madali akong malasing. Dalawang bote lang, makukuha mo na.
Hindi mahal lang magbalak sa akin.
Oo. Dine Girl says, tapon mo na yung mga prepaid SIM mo. Postpaid ka na.
No!
Camilo says, may load ka na, may rubber shoes ka pa, may tuition ka pa, may allowance ka pa, at pagka-graduate mo, may pangkabuhayan package ka pa. Kompleto, ah.
Diba? Living the comfortable life.
The perks.
Papa Trotsi says, I'll plant caterpillars in your stomach so you won't feel butterflies. So you would feel butterflies every day.
That's cute.
Kind of bang literal.
Oh, nga.
Kasi parang the idea of having caterpillars in your stomach, it's a little gross.
Creepy.
Not actually a little, a lot gross.
A lot
hey,
gross.
We're gonna have to answer this according to our personalities.
Yung totoo, ha?
Yung true to life answers.
Okay. Hindi pwedeng umi-entry lang. Dapat true to life. Astroboy69 says, ipaparamdam ko sa'yo ang kaibahan ng pagiging masaya at pagiging maligaya.
Wow.
Oh.
Kasi maligaya is a little deeper.
Deeper.
No. It's a little...
I think masaya is event-based.
Like happy. Hey, yeah. I'm happy. I got a high grade.
Parang ito, kunwari, nasa show tayo, masaya tayo.
Masaya
pero pagkatapos,
tayo.
Hindi naman tayo maligaya.
Yun, diba?
Parang ganun.
Hindi mo na ba? Wow, ayaw sumagot. Grabe. Can't believe you guys.
Ano ba, yung parang...
Steady.
Steady lang.
Yung truth o yung sinasabi mo sa tao para wag na sila magtanong further.
But strangely enough, I actually identified diba? With you.
Diba? Actually, ako rin.
Diba?
Diba?
No, I mean, I guess to a certain extent kasi everyone's kind of like that.
And honestly, sometimes I having to tell someone makes you relive it.
Yeah.
So you don't want to talk about it. It's not because I can't talk. I mean, I can't talk about it.
You just don't want to.
Yeah, just don't want
parang,
to.
You don't want to bring it up anymore because you're trying not to like...
And then just like when something really good happens to you, kunyari, karoon ka ng really hot date,
oh.
You can't talk enough about it.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, the same goes.
The opposite.
No, if
the
you
opposite.
Have a bad,
if you had something bad happen, kunyari, na bangga yung kotse mo. Like ako, nung nabangga yung kotse, I didn't want to tell anyone about it. And I was worried
but
about
but we wanted to talk about it.
Well, there because
we wanted
of the
to talk about the circumstances
around
it. Yeah, more than anything.
Lalo Han lives. Hashtag Lalo Han lives.
Part one.
Oh, si Fat Kid inside. Perks of dating me. Ako na bahala sa tuition mo hanggang mag-graduate ka. At ang maganda sa akin, every sem ang renewal ng contract.
No! Wow!
So, kunyari, biglang gusto mong, ayaw mo na? Oh, ayaw mo na mag-sign ng contract. Walang, every sem, libre ka.
Walang bond.
Hindi siya kaiba kasi 3-year contract eh.
Oh. Diba? May non-compete clause ba to?
Ha?
May non-compete clause.
Hindi ka pwede pumunta sa...
Pwede. Bababa Bambin says, low maintenance ako. Kahit iwan mo ko sa kanto na umiiyak, hahabulin pa rin kita.
Nooks!
Grabe naman. And the top, perks of dating me comes from Cristiano Reynaldo.
He says,
di mo na kailangan mahalin ang sarili mo. Trabaho ko na yan.
No!
I love it.
But I like that. That one was really
nice.
Ang ganda,
so, di ba? And obviously, don't take it literally. Oh, right. Di ba? Pero I love it. Hindi mo na kailangan mahalin ang sarili mo. Trabaho ko na yan. Parang feeling ko parang very FPJ.
Oh, or Robin Padilla.
Robin Padilla.
Yun.
The top 10 perks of dating me. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Perks of Dating Me.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX93.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. Part 3.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to our third news update here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. Let's do it. Dustin Hoffman, 75, recently underwent treatment for cancer and has been surgically cured. Few details, including the type of cancer he battled, have been released, but the actor's representative, Jody Gottlieb, issued a statement to People magazine on Tuesday saying, quote, "It was detected early and he has been surgically cured. Dustin is feeling great and is in good health." The actor, who won Oscars for Kramer vs. Kramer, I love that movie,
yeah.
Rain Man, and Rain Man, is expected to follow up with doctor recommended preventive treatments. Hoffman recently completed the film Chef with Scarlett Johansson and Robert Downey Jr. He recently marked his directorial debut with the film Quartet. He stars in the big screen adaptation of Roald Dahl's, I don't know how to pronounce this, Isiotrot?
Yeah.
This fall with Judi Dench.
Hmm. And, you know, that's how they, you know, when the big stars, you know, become very ill.
Yeah.
They hold off on announcing it until, well, if.
If
it
they
doesn't
battle,
always
yeah, right.
turn
right.
out well, but if they win the battle, that's
against
the
cancer.
Only time that they announce it. They rarely announce it at the onset. Who was that? There was another one who, Well, Michael Douglas did say that he is undergoing treatment currently. But there was another one before Michael Douglas who announced an illness after it has been cured.
Well, I don't know what... I have a vague idea of what surgically cured means.
Maybe it was a mass?
It was a mass. It was gotten before it could get out of hand.
Because, for instance, with leukemia, there is no...
Because there's no tumor.
It's in the blood.
It's in the blood.
So how do you surgically remove
And I think
that?
It's
impossible.
You know,
and with leukemia, it's instantly stage 4. There's no, like, stage 1, stage 2, stage
Also
3.
Because, you know, it's not localized in one part of the body.
Yes, it's everywhere.
You know, the blood goes to every part of you.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. But, so he's okay. Surgically cured, and there will be preventive treatments after.
So, rooting for him, I'm sure you know a lot of his fans are a little worried. You don't want to lose a gem,
right?
Like Dustin Hoffman. I mean, one of our best actors ever. So,
if you're young and you don't know who he is, please catch Tootsie.
Yes. Or hello, no, he's Captain Hook.
No, no, I mean, just the classic catch.
Like the classic
Tootsie.
Dustin Hoffman.
He plays a girl.
If you...
to get a... He plays a girl. No, a guy pretending to be a girl to get a girl.
Yeah. Well, if you can, Rain Man.
Rain Man.
If
yeah,
you
Rain
can...
Cool. The Bachelor.
Tootsie. Diba? Or if you can...
Ay, nako. Chico can, Garcia.
The Graduate pala, not The Bachelor.
The graduate classic.
If you can...
Basta Tootsie.
You know, the other, okay. Yeah.
Kramer versus Kramer.
Kramer. If you can, Kramer versus Kramer. Kramer. Look for it in the video store.
All right. There you go. Video store? Did you just say video store?
Mami ka, video...
Meron pa ba na? Hindi magre-rent ka ng VCD tsaka Betamax sa VHS.
Ano naman? That's so old school.
Tapos you have to make sure...
Laser disc.
Tsaka you have to make sure na naka-rewind.
Naka-rewind?
Oo.
Tapos yung ano mo, yung pang-rewind mo, yung kotse.
Kotse! Sports car!
Sports car na pula.
You know, so there are people who are going, Mama, what's a Betamax?
What's a Betamax?
What's a VHS?
My, ano, my youngest... not youngest. One of my nieces. Mm-hmm. She rode in one of her cousin's old car. Tapos yung bintana niya yung de ano pa?
Yung de ikot, yung manual. De ikot. Yeah, not
she
the power
points
window.
At it and goes, "What's that?"
But you know what I want? I don't want to do.
She was really like, "What's
Princess
that?" She's never seen a car na ganon, de ganon.
Na manual. I wanna actually watch a movie on a VHS. I wanna see how different it is from like all because. You know, back in the day when we were watching it, we thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But like now remember with the onset of HD, everything seems so like if you watch a VCD, ano, ang pangit ni. Eh.
Di ba pag pinapanood mo yung VHS, tapos yung kinain siya nung tape, pero naayos mo naman siya ulit. The next time na papanood mo, bigla may makakalinyang sumasayaw.
Para may linyang sumasayaw na ano.
Ay,
nako. Diba? I used to know how to do that. You press a button para mafo-fold
mo yung cover.
And then
yeah.
you can actually
and
like
then you can fix the tape manually. The tape.
Oh my gosh. I nabablast from the past ako.
Well, grabe. There you go. That is the news. The third one today here on the show. You got C, D, and G this Thursday with you. Oh no! I just remembered.
What?
It's Throwback Thursday.
I'm so excited.
I hate Throwback Thursdays.
I will need your cooperation.
Oh, so now
on
you
one
need
Throwback
me.
Thursday.
No way.
No. But you know what? You're going to like it because I'm going to post our horrible Throwback Thursday. Tapos i-recreate natin just to show how much we improve. Promise.
Like self-serving.
Totoo.
How much we improve.
Yes.
We're like your detergent now improved.
If you see the picture, we have improved.
All right.
Okay. Well, ask Gino to take the picture.
Check him out on Instagram, Chico Garcia.
Now, after we do this news,
damn you, Throwback Thursday.
We will recreate the picture.
I hate the people who
invented
you. That's the news. We got C, D, and G right here on Manila's hottest RX 93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. Let's do the top 10 perks of dating me. Thank you to OMGN for suggesting this. All right.
Chico is also, if Gino was hard at work having pizza delivered, Chico was hard at work getting his Throwback Thursday picture all set up.
I'm about to post it. I'll tell you when it's done.
This.
Hey, thank you to everybody. Perks of Dating Me is trending number 4 in the Philippines. Hey, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay, let's start off with Perks of Dating Me from Brindune. Marami akong kanisten sa bahay. Mawawala yung kati mo.
Whoa.
I
shudder to think, you know, what he will do to make her stop.
I know, right? I don't know if you would appreciate being told that.
Uh-oh.
I don't think anyone would appreciate being told that.
I know, right? Also, let's see here. Coming from... Okay, wait. Saan napunta yan? Coming from El Mitanio. You don't have to worry about the future anymore. We can concentrate on our present. yan ang ganda nitong insurance.
There you go.
Ayun.
Diba? You don't have to worry about the future kasi itong insurance na to will ensure that you will have something waiting for you in the future no matter what happens.
Ay, nako.
And also, coming from Cristiano Reynaldo, Perks of Dating Me, I know how to get down and dirty. Janitor kasi ako.
Not afraid to do the dirty work.
No, not at all. Not
that's
at all.
What you want.
Exactly.
You know, someone who's not just there when things are okay, but when things, you know, go down and dirty.
Exactly.
Down and dirty.
Also, Mash Plutonium says, mawawala yung insomnia mo. Papaguring kita gabi-gabi.
Oh.
Magte-treadmill tayo. Bago tayo.
Fitness buff.
And also, Book Geek Camshu. Perks of Dating Me. You can have your bonding time with the boys. Hindi kita hahadlangan.
Oh,
you know, like,
nice.
they're not parang very controlling that way.
Yeah. That's actually really nice.
Are you guys controlling?
Me? I don't think I am.
Actually, we should ask your significant others.
Actually, yeah, no.
I can believe what you're saying, but it's different when
iba
it comes
yung
from...
Nasa isip natin.
So, ano, tawagan naman natin si baby.
Oh, tawagan.
Tawagan na natin yan.
Let's go.
Ano, phone patch?
Ito dapat for Gino Boy.
Uy, binabago yung topic.
I can't hear you.
Ang galing mag-ganyan
yan. Choppy kayo, choppy. From Mad Season. I won't kill the gamer in you. Aayain pa kita mag-Dota eh.
Nice.
Merong girls na gano'n.
Girls talaga.
They're really
like
into games as well.
And I gotta tell you, that's really like a
turn
like
on.
A plus for a lot of the guys out there.
And also,
kaya nga nag-aaral ako mag-ano eh. 2K13.
Sa bagay, no?
Ako kasi.
Turuan kita.
Di ba mahirap? Like, think zero knowledge
pero
of gaming.
Pero baka mapikon sa'yo eh.
Pag magaling ako.
Pag mas magaling ka. Because I would, I want a girl who can play computer games with
yung
me, but not
serioso.
But not someone who is better than me.
God, men are so fragile.
No, it's not.
I want someone who can play with me, but only if I can beat you.
First off, I don't sound like that.
Oh. Hindi kasi nakakainis.
Why?
Like,
at least I'm out. Like,
you're out.
At least you're.
At least I'm saying it outwardly. Na parang it's not like it's a hidden fact. I just don't want somebody who's better than me when it comes to that, because that's something I'm actually really proud of. Na I'm really good at it.
You want a girl who can drive better than you?
Okay lang.
Okay lang.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. And at least kung ganun, pwede niya ako sunduin.
Yun talaga yung
ginawang driver yung girl.
Diba? From
Why not?
Avria Chocolat. Ito, hirap ni Del to. Perks of Dating Del, actually. Because ang sasabihin ni Del, Perks of Dating Me, I always look on the lighter side of life. Yeah, lighter, brighter, whiter. Matthew Mark says, Perks of Dating Me, I promise not to punch you in the face.
So if you don't date me, I'm gonna hurt you.
Grabe naman yan. Bababa Bambin says, no need to dress nice. Lagi ko naman tatanggalin yan every night.
Ano ba?
Ay!
Diyos ko.
Hindi, kasi pag matutulog, syempre.
Syempre, alam na matulog ka na naka-office
clothes. Naka-gown or something. Di ba? Hindi mo gagawin yun.
And the top, Perks of Dating Me, comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
Perks of Dating Me, basketball player ako. Hindi kita bobolahin o gagawing rebound. At lalong-lalong hindi ko hahayaang may makascore na iba sa'yo.
No! I like it.
Winner,
Si Yael. Yael of
Punch
Cola.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Yael? He goes, Perks of Dating Me. Ay, percussion pala yun.
He
is very weird.
Like
he's a strange cookie.
Oh, every time you read an entry of his for any topic, it's like it comes from left field.
I know.
So
akala ko pa
expect
naman ano, lalabanan na niya yung version ko ng
yung cups ni Chico.
I got a ticket to the long way round. Tubang whiskey in the bin.
In the bin?
Naging alcoholic. Two bottles of whiskey in the bin. And everything I love in heaven. And everything I really come on in. Story of Chico's life. Two bottles in the bin of whiskey. After that, come on in.
Come on in. A cup, 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 cup.
Cup, 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 cup. Kasi cup.
Yung soap niya.
Cup, 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 cup. Cup, 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 cup.
Huwag kang kukurap, kurap. Wow, so hip.
Chok, chok, chok. Chok, labo.
Alam mo, alam mo, parang katatagang lumang tao.
Mga lumang tao.
Mga lumang tao.
Hey, Yael, when are you swinging by?
Yeah.
He goes,
like we will Tarzan. Be, we like will Tarzan. Have hours of him being that
weird.
I know, right? I can't wait for it.
We have to have a weird topic.
Actually, we should out weird him.
Tapos ay malabo.
Malabo.
Malabo. You although he think... did just say just now na kayo rin ang labo nyo kayo.
O nga naman.
May point nga naman siya.
Pero palaban natin si Chico.
O nga. Tapos mag-ano sila?
Cup off.
Cup off. Ay,
para chok chok chok.
Chok 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 chok. Parang puro ganun lang yung background.
I have to come back and take it on a long time.
Alam mo, sorry, pero meron siyang tunog James Morrison ngayon, ha?
Fairness.
Wow.
If you were to imitate Chico the way he sang.
Hindi naman eh.
Nawawala-wala yung volume.
At saka, hindi, dapat, para ka lang nagnganganga.
Kasi since wala akong cup, dapat ang gamit ko rin, ano, dapat ang gamit ko rin yung bibig ko. So, check, 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 check. Come on, take it to the long ride. To my whiskey every day.
Two bottles of whiskey and a day.
Every day.
Hindi, ano nga, two bottles of whiskey every day. Blah, 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 blah. Come on in.
Cup, 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 cup.
Yun yung gagawin niya sa'yo. Kakapkapan ka niya. Pagkatapos niya, pagkatapos ka niya lasingin, kakapkapan ka niya. Tapos, come on in!
May balak.
Ang lalabo mo.
Okay. I love it. Okay, so, there you go. The top 10 perks of dating me. If you want to join us, just key in RX. Space, your
alam ko na gift wait. To sa'yo!
Ano?
Straight jacket.
Oo nga, no? That would fit him so well. Wait, Ella has a question. Yan daw ba yung verses ng I love the nightlife, I like to boogie? Yung old
on
song.
On the disco, raha. Yeah.
Oh my God, nakakaintindihan verses nun? Kayo.
Please don't talk about but love tonight. Please don't talk about a man I love.
Music deserves respect.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Moms Radio RX 93.1.
Also, sorry, I made a mistake. It's Moms Today pala, the magazine. Moms Today.
Oh, okay.
All right. Cool. And can we also just say hi to Jem Laforteza? He's
hello.
Tuned in.
Hi, Jem.
Good morning, Jem.
And to the rest of the guys over at Close Up and Ask, he just goes like, just tuned in. Kala ko folk song day today.
It's getting weirder every day.
It's getting weirder every day.
And about those kinds of moments, I just hope that we're in a coffee shop when that happens.
Actually,
well, I know.
So people know what I go through.
I know.
Pero nakahiya eh.
Perfect sana kahapon. Nasa Starbucks tayo.
Ang daming
cups.
Love the nightlife.
And then, saka ang daming cups.
Ang daming cups.
I can do the actual, ano, live.
Sige, you know what? Later, why don't we...
Pag-ubos ko.
Ubusin ko na yung kape ko.
Ubus ko. Saka maganda, kasi magkaiba yung size ng cups natin. So,
si Del din, iba rin yung size ng cup.
Ay, nako. Lumevel up yan. Ano na yan, hindi na 20 yan.
Guma, hindi, bume 20.
Hindi, ano yan bago? Pero sa States pala.
Super 20? Yung
30.
Hindi.
30.
30.
Yeah, yung...
30.
Really? 30?
Kasi 20 is 20 ml,
yeah.
Diba?
Oh, 30. That's what it means.
Mm. Meron ganun.
Oh, okay.
Alright, so, again, thank you to... Actually, Perks of Dating Me is the top trending topic in the Philippines. Tapos The Morning Rush is number 5. So thank you. Cool. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yay.
ML ba? Sorry. Is it ML?
Oh my.
The venti?
Wait, let me Google it.
Kasi for sure not pesos.
Because it's not 20 pesos.
It's not 20 pesos.
I know, I swear, if you had 20 pesos, for every time that joke is cracked, you'll be rich. Hey, you're 30. Making...
30.
30 is the new,
The new
But is it
sign.
ML?
Ounces.
Ounces.
Mm. Ang galing.
Tall is 12, grande is 16, venti is 24, and soon 30 is 31.
Tinanggal ko yung cover kasi nag-cups ako kanina, di ba?
Oh.
Pinatong ko lang, tapos uminom ako.
Good job.
Hindi ko sinara. Now I smell like coffee.
What's so bad about that? There should be like a perfume.
Do you need me to like wipe it off?
Take your shirt off.
Oo nga. Tapos, take your shirt off. Take your shirt off. Take your shirt off.
Oh, sige, here
Wait,
we go.
Pick.
The top 10 perks of dating me. Let's start off with shark bait. Kung si Harry Potter. Perks of dating me. I just happen to own the most powerful wand.
But it's not the biggest.
It's not the biggest.
It's not the biggest, powerful. But you know, with anything, it's not how big
Saka
it
medyo,
is.
Di ba tabing eh?
Yeah.
Tabing yeah.
Cedar wood yung sa kanya, di ba? Cedar ba?
Di ba oak? Just like, ano?
Oak.
Just
so
like.
Is there a yellow ribbon on it too?
Oo nga, no? Basta it's wood. Alam ko it's wood.
Basta alam ko maganda daw yung amoy eh. It smells good daw eh.
Siguro kung Pinoy Harry Potter, no? Yakal, Molave,
oh, Nara.
Akasha.
Nara.
Oh, bamboo.
And also,
bamboo wood.
I'm wiping myself. I'm not touching myself.
You're... it's so disturbing to watch it.
Eh, kasi just stop doing it. You're so
it's
weird.
It's in the...
Okay, so Chico spilled some coffee on himself because...
Yeah, it's all on me.
He took off the cap of his coffee and
to do my rendition of cup.
So and then he just put it on top but didn't seal it well. And then he took a sip.
Everything.
So it's
and like, now he has two tissues in hand.
And then he's wiping himself
in
like
his hand.
He's and lathering then, himself with...
And then his right hand is on his... The groin area. Tapos the left was on his boob area. So
kasi may tapon sa boob, may tapon sa shorts.
You're lactating.
Okay, here we go. Let's see here. Mrs. Bond says, perks of dating me. Kita mo yung bahay na yon, yung malaki. Tapos yung kotseng yon, yung sports car.
Hmm.
Hindi akin yon, pero yung puso ko sa yon.
Katabi ko.
Nakakainis. El Mitanyo says, I'll keep you healthy down there.
Oh.
Ano siya eh? Obigaini.
Oh.
I bet it's weird that we only say obigaini here in the Philippines. In the States, it's OBGYN.
GYN.
Parang hirap for them. Parang haba.
No, kasi it's gynecologist, diba? So, yeah. Kaya tayo, sinortcut natin
into pero sila, gyne. GYN talaga. OBGYN. I was like, don't you say it, OBGYN? No, say OBGYN. And also, let's see here. I am Jam Spark says, perks of dating me, pwede mong kainin yung perks ko. Kasi yung, ano siya eh, he works for like a donut shop.
Or he's
a
chef.
Shop. Oh, eh. So, yung perks ko that I get, you can eat that.
Oh,
bakit?
Or he's a chef. Kasi like the perks of dating a chef is that they're amazing cooks,
exactly.
Obviously, because they're chefs. But since that is their perk, literal, pwede mong kainin yung perk.
Oh my gosh, if si Megastar pala naging chef, Chef Sharon.
Chef Sharon.
Di ba?
Sharon, not Chef Sharon.
Well, hindi naman Sharon Cuneta yung pangalan niya. Yeah, she's Sharon.
Well, yeah, but you know, pwedeng Chef Sharon.
Like, even me, I live right across so one of the chefs.
Yeah.
So we get, I get bread, yeah. I get cake, cookies.
Oh my God.
Ang sarap talaga.
Oh, I'm so wet and sticky.
Ooh.
Wow. It's that kind of morning,
it's
huh?
Coffee. Also,
delivery. I'm so wet and sticky.
Also, sorry, I have to get it from here.
Go ahead and waste our time.
Wait! I'm not wasting your time. Bryn Dune says, perks of dating me. Isang beses ko lang sasabihin yung I love you. Pero habang buhay kong ipaparamdam sa'yo.
Nox!
Mas gusto ko yun kasi yung I love you ka ng I love you tapos hindi naman yung actions mo don't match.
True that.
And also, ito si Selik no Aika na lang. Perks of Dating Me, Fly Free Around the World. Kung piloto.
Piloto, that's true.
All right,
immediate family, di ba?
Free ba sila or discounted?
Well, pag family free. Direct family.
Family free?
Up to kapatid and anak.
Wow.
Grabe, no?
How about your parents?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Of course.
Okay.
Direct family. Parents, kapatid,
asawa, anak.
Asawa, anak.
Wow.
Also, let's see here.
But aren't pilots like, you know, kind of playboys?
A little bit. Diba, like, way, I mean, before, the initial ano was, yung sailor, they have a girl in every port. Medyo ganun yung peg.
Diba, that's what I hear.
Tapos ano daw?
Of course, we're not saying every pilot's
marami
like
daw,
that.
Saka maraming pilot
maraming
na,
stories na yung pilots, merong chicks na FA.
Oh!
Saka maraming pilot na gwaping ha. Dahil yung mga bago.
Wow.
Kasi parang yun yung, it's the new army without having to like risk your life naman. Pero the training is very physically rigorous and you know, parang military-ish.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tsaka marami. And also,
ano marami nga, Chico?
Eh, marami daw, mga bago. Also, let's see here. Chenong says, I'll always be proud of you. Kahit na reyna ka ng sablay.
Aw, that's nice.
That's
though.
Nice, ha? Yung na parang, alam mo yun, yung marami kang palpak, pero they're still proud of you. That's really nice.
Ang hirap lang pakinggan.
Napalpak ka.
Parang, I love you, palpak. Di ba? Parang,
I love you, palpak. Yun yung term of endearment niyo, no? Palpak
I don't know. I don't know about that. Pero parang, it sounds bad.
Oo. And, also,
sa bagay, kung mahal ka naman niya.
Either way.
If he really loves you like that.
Madison Camille says, I will never compare you to my exes. Ever. Kasi the best sila. Hindi kasama yung the best sila.
Tsaka sila, the best sila.
Hindi kita ako compare kasi baka sumamalo mo.
I think the comparison only lasts the initial phase.
The initial phase, yeah. After a while, you completely
after a while,
forget
na,
about. Yeah, if you're in a relationship na you really love the person naman, you really don't.
Oh, you don't compare them anymore. But it's
at the
like
start,
apples and
it's
oranges.
It's kind of hard to like not compare.
Because well, you don't know enough. You don't know enough of the new person.
Of the new person. But I think kung ano, kung only if like you've had really like long-term relationships. Kasi pag yun, like ako, because I've never really had like relationships. But there was really nothing to compare.
So what did you have?
His imagination and the internet.
Friendships.
Friendships.
Interesting. Pwedeng quote-unquote partnerships.
Partnerships.
Oh, I wouldn't call it a relationship, but yeah. And also,
yung memoirs ni Chico, maano? It's gonna be a long
intense
one.
Intense to eh.
And the entry that caps and the top. Perks of Dating Me comes from Madison Camille.
Madison Camille says,
Perks of Dating Me, I will never write a song for you if things don't turn out.
Not like Taylor Swift.
Not like Taylor
or
Swift.
Or John Mayer.
Not like Taylor Swift.
Diba?
And John Mayer, diba?
Asa from Jam Spark. Something a little similar. Hindi ko gagamitin sa'yo yung mga voodoo dolls mo pag nag-break tayo. voodoo dolls ko pag nag-break tayo.
Scary.
That's scary.
Scary-ish.
Alright, so the top 10 perks of dating me. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Perks of Dating Me.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 4.
TMR. The Morning Rush, top 10.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio, RX93.1. We've got our top 10 perks of dating me. Thank you to everybody for making both hashtag perks of dating me and hashtag the morning rush trend in the Philippines.
Nice.
Hey, thank you.
And earlier we were actually number 1, although we're number 3 na lang. Natalo na tayo ni Kathniel. And Here we go. The top 10 perks of dating me. Thank you to OMGN for suggesting this. Let's start off with Jedi Master. Perks of dating me. I know how to tickle your funny bone. And you tickle another bone of mine naman.
Not naman my wishbone. My wishbone.
Because you make my wishes come true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tickle.
Jeremiah says, perks of dating me, I'm free of baggage.
Mm.
Wow.
That's nice.
A clean slate. You know,
but I do you really believe that somebody is completely free of baggage?
No.
I don't think that's true.
No, but no, lesser. Like, okay, a very good friend of mine once said, gusto niya dinedate yung mga much younger than himself. Kasi, sabi niya, pag ang kadate niya, yung mga kaedad niya, parang ang dami ng
nangyari.
Issues.
Right.
And napapagod siya. And with the younger ones, na-realize siya, nagsisimula pa lang sila. So, medyo relatively more free.
They haven't been hurt.
Of baggage.
But, okay. I don't know.
So, merong ganun.
Kasi I think some people carry it with them everywhere.
Oh,
but some people
true.
Know how to let go.
To compartmentalize.
But it doesn't mean that nothing ever happened to them. It's just that they don't
They don't let it affect parang yung lalo na pag walang kinalaman.
Kunyari
may issues ka about your parents. Tapos meron ka ng boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. Iba yung issues mo sa parents pero iba kasi nahahawa sa relationship. Yeah.
But I remember saying was that Demi Moore? Because she had a mother who was parang her mom was turned out to be her daughter. Parang
yeah.
She was the mother to her mom.
Yes, yes.
So
may mga ganun.
Yeah. So for Mother's Day, she was being asked by Maria Shriver, parang, you know, did you plan to give your kids what you didn't get from your mother?
Yeah.
And she said, that's between me and my mom. My kids are different.
Mm-hmm.
Their needs are different.
Yeah.
I don't have to fight my battle with my mom. Through my kids.
Through your kids, yeah.
Ang galing na parang, it was such an enlightening...
That's hard, diba? You know how like, some moms, like, may mga frustrated ballerinas, kunwari. Like,
they force their kids
to do that. Or like, kunwari.
Marami
like,
daw stage moms, ganun talaga.
Yeah.
The reason their kids got into showbiz in the first place.
Is because they wanted to be in showbiz.
They planted it very early on. Kasi yun ang dream nila.
Like in the same way that, siguro kunwari ako, like when I have kids in the future, what if one of them, and especially if it's a guy, what if that guy isn't into gaming? I'd be so, like, disappointed.
Yeah.
Talaga?
Yeah, because I'd be like...
But gaming is awesome.
Yeah.
Yun yung nasa isip ko.
But then again,
would you guys want your kids to be in the radio industry?
No.
I would be okay with it.
Mm. Ako no.
Really?
Ako no.
Ako, I'm fine with them being... Kasi, wouldn't that make me such a hypocrite? Na parang... I was in it and I can't give you the same liberties that I experienced.
Oh, no. I won't stop them.
But
I would rather that they
If I had a choice in it or a say in it, I wouldn't let them.
I wouldn't stop
I would rather like that he become like a trust fund baby. Because that only means... No, because that only means I would be like ridiculously rich.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want them to be trust fund babies. I'd want them to know how to work.
No, trust fund money. Babies with businesses.
Ay, mga ganon. Yeah, that's not so bad.
Parang mga tipong Kennedy. Diba?
And Doc Carlo says, perks of dating me. May boyfriend ka na. May best friend ka pa. That's always nice. Mrs. Bond says, perks of dating me. Pipi ang nanay ko.
Well, let's just hope she doesn't know how to text either.
I know. All right.
All right.
Ken Karot says, I'm not like maarte. I'm like really simple. And I only like simple things. Okay na yun, like, let's say, kahit puro Chanel bags lang ang bigay mo sa akin.
Wow. Simple things.
Simple things lang. Simple girl.
Pero I was asking a friend, and she's gonna kill me if she's listening. So I asked her, like, hey, how are you doing? And she's a good friend of mine. How are you doing? How is life with you? For you these days. And she's like, oh, well, you know, well, I exceeded my shopping limit. And then I had to tell her, are you serious? That's what's going on in your life? And I said, you're such a doña. And she spent 30 minutes telling me that she's not rich. That she's just comfortable. And I'm like, you know, these...
Whenever you say that...
Yeah, the rich who say that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not rich. I'm just comfortable.
Hindi naman, yung... May kaya enough.
Exactly. Oh. But they're always comparing themselves to Syria. It's not like I'm an Ayala. I'm like,
oh, well, then that's something. Hello.
Nobody is like an Ayala. And from...
well, unless you're like a sea or a tan. Yeah.
Right.
Manvale says, with me, it's like you won the lottery. But the problem is also like you won the lottery. Maraming gustong nakawin ako sa'yo. Just like when you win the lottery, ang dami gustong mangupit ng pera mo.
But diba, I remember having a conversation with a couple of friends before about this na parang gusto mo ba yung girls? Like, you know how like a lot of guys would want a trophy girlfriend.
Right.
But at the same time, you kind of don't want to have to deal with all these guys like constantly
milling
trying
over
to steal this girl away from you. So parang, it really makes you think din na parang, do you want somebody who's outstandingly like, okay, like let's say mga tipong Georgina Wilson, Heart Evangelista. Like, if you had them as girlfriends, you would know for a fact that millions and millions of Filipinos think about them on a daily basis and want them.
And some actually do something about
it. Yeah, exactly. But then again, if you have like yung mga medyo, they're pretty but not out there.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you won't have to deal with too many people like...
You'd be surprised.
Minsan yun pa nga yung mas deadly eh.
You'd be surprised.
Why do you sound like that? You'd be surprised. You'd be...
Sorry.
Lambo.
Tago Fabic says...
Yung conviction, grabe eh.
To quote Sarah Harding of Jurassic Park, obviously, you can tell, kami ni Tago talaga yung sobrang...
Into Jurassic Park.
Dinosaurs.
I'm the best kind of girlfriend. The one who travels a lot. I love that quote. I was just watching it. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 perks of dating me comes from Yogi Bench.
Yogi Bench says,
dalawang sa entries niya. First, wala akong record sa barangay at never akong nablotter.
For some, that's enough.
That's enough. And the other one, magaling ako sa algebra. I will replace your ex.
And you won't have to ask why.
Diba? So, one final batch of the top 10 perks of dating me. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Perks of Dating Me.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX93.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1, and it is time for the top 10 for today, the final one. And thank you to everybody for making Perks of Dating Me trend in the Philippines. It went back up to number one, and then now it's number two.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Talo tayo ni Percy Jackson.
Which I saw yesterday.
Yeah, diba?
Did you like it? Okay. Enough said.
No, it was different.
Okay.
It was different from the book. Very different from the book, actually.
Well, just like the first one.
Yeah.
Ang layo ng first one.
Ito rin, I think they took too much liberties with it.
And it's weird.
But it's entertaining in its own right. Well, it's very kid-friendly.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. It's for kids. Actually, I haven't seen the second one, but I did see the trailer. And I see that they tackle Kronos now. It was a major plot point in the first, and I was like, how could they not include Kronos when...
But they included it here.
It's here. So I guess they're also mixing it up.
First, but diba third na lumab...
First. No, I mean, that...
That
Luke, and, you know, so...
Baka they didn't know how to deal with it pa.
Yeah.
Basta it's very kid-friendly.
Very kid-friendly. Let's do the top 10 perks of dating me. Satoragi says... Gagalangin kita, hindi gagapangin. And also, Night Santi says, whatever you will choose to do with me, I promise you, hindi ko dadaanin sa alak. It will be, you will have your 100% wits about you.
Uh-uh.
And it will be purely consensual. Also, let's see here. Coming from John Election, I'm good with tongue twisters.
I wonder if that's true.
You'd be a very cunning,
orator.
Declamator.
I wonder if that's true.
Well, it just means it's nimble. It doesn't mean you know how to use it.
That's true.
It's just that it's nimble.
Right.
But a very nimble person doesn't mean they're good at gymnastics.
That's true. They're just nimble.
They're just nimble.
Because you could have like a really fast tongue.
It's still a skill, eh.
Like a fast moving.
A turbo tongue?
Bendable tongue. But then again, there's a. Oh, pabilisan tayo.
1, 2, 3.
Hello, guys.
Dito mo may manong tweet na sa atin. Well, hello there.
Hello, guys.
Maganda tayo, di ba? Alam mo yung happy birthday, Delama. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, akala ko ba happy birthday, Delama?
Hindi, pero nakabaha ng blue.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
I need a cigarette.
Buntis pa yan, ha?
I need a cigarette. Somebody.
And also, John Election says, I'm versatile, you know, with everything. Talaga, you know, I can, I'm an artist, oh. I'm a hard worker.
I'm a singer, songwriter. I'm a call center agent.
An art.
Targrod says, dadalhin kita ng Tagaytay at 3 in the morning para lang kumain ng goto.
Wow.
If that's what you like. Yung pala siya yung may gusto mo.
Pero ginising mo siya. No?
Parang, oy,
dadalhin kita ng Tagaytay kasi gusto ko ng goto.
Yun pala yun.
And also, from from Bababa Bambin. Perks of dating me, magpapafiesta mga magulang ko. Kasi finally, may nagkagusto na sa
akin. Hey, remember, we have to answer this, so yes. We'll wrap
okay,
it up.
Okay, here we go. Madman Mark, second to the last. I'm career-oriented. Kakaririn kita hanggang bumigay ka.
Wow. Mm.
And the top. Perks of dating me comes from Grammar Geekazoid.
He says,
I can't promise you anything except na pag-uusapan tayo ng kapitbahay dahil sa ingay mo.
Kasi tawa ka ng tawa.
Tawa ka ng tawa.
You're such a funny guy.
Ang funny ng mga jokes ko kasi. Oh, what about us?
Perks of, this is true to life, no?
Oh, sige.
So we have to answer like really if someone is going out with you, what would be the perks?
Wait, I have to think about this.
Ako, pwede ako sumagot for Chico eh.
Why?
Why don't we just answer for each other?
Why?
Pwede.
Sige.
Oh, sige.
Wait, why?
Ako, ang dami ko kay Del eh.
Ako, ang dami ko kay Chico.
Ano?
Perks of dating Chico.
Mm.
Bago mo pa hingin, andyan na.
Ah. Perks of dating Chico. Ano na lang? We'll both give a perk for Chico.
Oh, sige.
Perks of dating Chico. Actually, medyo seryoso to.
Oh.
If you wanna travel, he's your man.
Oh.
Actually, I love traveling.
Diba?
It's really my biggest passion.
Saka pag ano,
Grabe.
Wala nga lang pictures, pero...
Wala nga lang
pictures. Pero naka-travel ka.
Grabe
ka
naman.
Ano ka naman?
Saka na nga ba nang galing?
Ha?
Saka na nga ba nang galing? Last... Maldives, di ba?
Maldives.
Malabon.
Pero walang pictures eh, no?
May...
Puro scenery.
Alam ko may Bali. Alam ko may... May ano, may puro, Thailand.
May Thailand. Oh.
May ano, ano pa?
Sumuscuba pa.
Oo, tapos within the Philippines.
Adventurous
pa.
Eh. Kahit matanda yan.
I really love traveling.
Yeah. Oh, pero,
pero puro scenery lang ang pictures.
Pero yun nga, even before you ask, andyan na. Pag
okay,
birthday mo. Pag birthday mo.
Perks of being with Del.
Well, ang balita ko kasi.
Balita.
Alam ko.
Ang balita ko, maraming talent tong babae.
Oo eh. Nabalitaan ko rin yan eh. Actually, nabalitaan ko rin yan.
As in promise ha.
Iba eh. Talented ka daw eh.
Marunong ako magluto.
Balita.
Mag-aaral ako.
Bago lang yan eh. Bago lang yung
luto. Mag-aaral lang ako.
Hindi yan yung talent na pinag-uusapan namin eh.
Pero balita ko. As in pwede. At the point na gusto niya magtayo ng eskwelahan.
Ay, nako.
Ay.
Ayan, nabalitaan ko rin yan.
Ako yun. Yun yung talaga ano ko. Yun ang perk ko for Del. Kasi balita ako maraming talaga.
But you know what? You know what?
Kailangan mong bigay
you know what Del. One perk for Del is? She will fight your battles for you if you need it.
Oo nga.
Yeah.
Just like that ipis.
Okay, diba? May ipis kanina.
May ipis kanina. Talagang ano.
Tsaka I didn't even have to ask her. She like stood up despite the fact that she's pregnant, got her slipper, killed the roach, put alcohol on it, and like, she saved.
Hindi mo pa nakita, I suffocated it.
Actually.
Hindi, tsaka,
as in ano ah,
you really
skin
do.
Wheeze niya yung ilong.
Huwag kang hihinga. Huwag kang hihinga.
Kasi walang pillow.
Skin wheeze niya talaga. Tapos hindi, wala, hindi nakahinga yun.
Oh, I will kill the mosquitoes and the ano. Even
diba?
For...
Hindi, tsaka you're one of those persons kasi na you're not afraid to confront people when they did something wrong. Because we're kind of diplomatic that way.
Oo nga. Oo nga. Gino.
Oh, wait. Can we just say hello to the daughter of Kiko Monster, Moira?
Oh, hey, hi, Moira.
Happy,
hi.
Happy birthday.
Hi lang.
No, isang araw pa yung birthday. Hi, Moira.
Alright, ako.
Sige, for Gino.
Ano to eh? Traditional Pinoy kong mag-girlfriend eh.
What's that supposed to mean?
Hatid, sundo.
Kahit ayaw na.
Alam mo si Gino Boy, hatid, sundo, sundot, hatid.
Ano, may branded bag ka pa. Oh, may jewelry ka pa. Oh, yun na narinig ko, ah, balita.
Talaga.
Oh, tapos ano pa, bibigyan ka pa ng kotse kung marunong ka lang mag-drive.
Kasi yung iba dito, ayaw.
Actually, ah.
Pero sabi niya talaga, sabi niya, bibigyan niya yung coach niya kung marunong ka lang mag... Hypothetically, ah.
Hypothetically, eh. Pero pasalamat tayo. Walang marunong mag-drive.
Diba?
Actually.
Alagang Pinoy, eh.
Ang dami ko ine-edit.
Parang laglagan to, eh.
Tama,
no?
Eh.
Delix, eh.
Ako siguro...
Hindi ako, wala kang maisip na perk.
Hindi, marami. Pero hindi ko alam kung pwede.
Pwedeng sabihin.
Meron ko talaga sagot eh. Pero
ano, sige na, go na.
Ande, sige. Ito. Ano? Sobrang... Sa dinami-dami ng...
Bagal naman ito mag-wet.
Oo nga, grabe. Nantok na ako.
Hindi. Ma-ano siya. Very, like, very commendable pagdating sa ano. Sa behaving.
Ano? Oh? Mm-mm. Hindi na narinig ko ah.
Hindi, di ba? I mean, like, yung parang...
The behaving is very different from thinking.
From thinking and talking.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, yung parang, yung with all the temptation and all the, ano, parang...
Parang rockstar. Ba? Rockstar na siya eh.
Magaling ah. As in, kaya
marunong,
talaga.
Marunong ah. Oh. Marunong
so,
ah.
I must say.
Pero pag sa lalaki, bumibigay.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.